this historic listener-sponsored radio station. With details, please email bertold@wbai.org. That's B-E-R-T-H-O-L-D, bertold@wbai.org, with Grant Ryder in the subject heading. Many thanks. Many, many thanks. This is listener-sponsored WBAI New York.
Hi, this is Hannah from WBAI's premiums department. As you may know, WBAI now has a new phone number to call to make donations or to pledge for premiums at 212-209-2950. Thank you for being a WBAI member and for making a contribution to keep the station afloat. But if you have a question about a premium, please do not call that number. All the call center can do is take down the info and send it to premiums@wbai.org, and time on the line costs us money. Instead, please email us directly with your question or concern. The email is premiums@wbai.org or call 212-209-2870. We promise to get back to you within a week's time. Again, please call 212-209-2870 if you have a question about a premium you ordered, or email premiums@wbai.org.
You're listening to WBAI, New York, 99.5 FM. My name is Bill Samuels, founder of NYPeoplesConvention.org. WBAI is New York's leader in progressive talk. Whether the issue is prison reform, education reform, the legalization of marijuana, or women's rights, the people's issues are covered on these airways. So stay tuned for the best in leading-edge progressive ideas and analysis. And remember to support independent media financially.
Live from New York City, it's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null, and I'd like to welcome you to this program. I call this the Empowerment Hour because it is my goal to present insights, opinions, commentary, ideas that can expand our awareness, to open us up, to challenge our perceptions, which frequently become our realities, about health and healing, the environment. Now, how do you get someone really started on a lifestyle change when they're not used to it? I believe that we must be patient, forgiving, and understanding. And I also believe that we have to have a few little goals that we know that in a reasonable way we can meet. And so when you're coming up with something new, it has to be something really revolutionary. And I thought, well, why not do something that is so basic, so simple, so right in front of us, and yet no one's done it? And here's what I did. We built a studio, a whole soundstage, over at, on 92nd Street. We then brought in a table, and I asked people outside, walking up and down 2nd Avenue, what's your favorite junk food? And we took a list of all those foods for about 2 hours, and we went out and we bought them. This is on shoot day. And we put them, decorated the whole big, long table. I think it's about 12-foot table. Every inch of it covered with the average New Yorker's favorite foods or junk foods. We then took what science shows us are the super powerful healing foods. And it would surprise people what some of these are. Maybe not my core audience, because they're using these on a regular basis in their own food prep. I then went through the scientific literature, and I said, what does the actual science shows are foods that heal, foods that help us with our vision, breathing better, getting rid of lactic acid in the muscles and the joints, turning off inflammation in the brain, helping us digest food, getting rid of constipation, getting rid of swollen feet, getting rid of puffiness, helping our blood pressure come down to normal, strengthening our heart, giving more energy to the mitochondria in the heart and the brain, allowing us to have better mental acuity and cognition. How do we help our skin heal? How do we help our hair grow? And I took into account all the things people waking up because they have an enlarged prostate or because they have urinary tract infection. They can't sleep through the night. They're not getting a good night's sleep. I included all this information, and I came up with 30 superfoods. But they had to be foods that everyone in America could find. They had to be reasonable price and easy to work with. And a lot of these people had not used before. So you can't get people to eat a food if they don't know what to do with it. They're not going to do anything. So I had to come up with easy to use foods and recipes that anybody could use. And that's what I did. So the second table was all of the healing foods. We call them power foods. They're healing power foods. And they're all inexpensive. The poorest of poor can afford these. Then a third table, we showed how to make the most outrageously delicious vegan dishes, including a lot of raw foods. And I brought the best raw chef in New York in to do these. And we put all this together in what's called power foods. So it helps a person go from step A to step B. I haven't brought it out yet. I don't know when it probably in the spring drive, maybe in the summer. But I had a chance to film the greatest chef in America, and David Boulay. And I didn't finish all the filming. But one of the things that David does is he makes the most interesting, unique, almost magical dishes. And we took a whole day just to film in that. I have to sit down and I have to do an additional filming of his philosophy for another day. That once I do that, then I can finish the film or it'd have been out already. But one of the things David says is people don't know what to do with a mushroom. They don't know. They don't know what to do with garlic. They either burn it when they cook it, and he started making dishes with mushrooms and garlic and simple things that people don't realize what you can do. And it was interesting because he was sending around samples to all the crew who were there, and they were going, wow, I've never tasted anything so exciting. So that whole concept that we must make things exciting, tasty, healthy, healing, dynamic, bring it all together so anybody, a single mom, I don't have time, Gary, I don't have time, I'm rushed, I got kids, blah, blah. Now you will. We're going to show you how to make something quick that's healthy. A finicky eater. He doesn't like anything. Well, now he will. Finicky eaters. I took into account every excuse you could give for not making a healthy choice, we took into account. How to make junk foods into healthy foods. You want a pizza, Coca-Cola, hamburger, hot dog? We'll show you how to do it. In fact, we did it. So now, in this one wonderful video, DVD, you see power foods. This will be that kind of thing you watch over and over and over again because everybody can use it, everybody can afford it, everybody can benefit from it. So it really helps people get started. Even people who are into health by listening but don't self-actualize a lot, this will help them do that. You're going to save money, you're going to help your whole body, all the organs, the glands, the skin, the eyes, the brain, all are going to say thank you because they're going to benefit. So that's one video today. You're going to be surprised. You will not realize that these really heal. And then we're going to show you how to make them. And it's all made, laid out, presented. It's beautiful, really beautiful. So that's the premium, Power Foods. That's $60. Also, reversing heart disease and stroke naturally.
Right.
That's $60. Mm-hmm. Together, it's $150. So, excuse me. No. It's what is it together?
Probably $125.
No. Let's see. Ask Tony. He has the emoji.
Well, Tony's walking right in here right now. The lines are open, and just, you know, that opening salvo, Gary, was really extraordinary. The phone started ringing. In fact, Tony told me just before we went to air, he said he watched the video last night, and he said, I guarantee you, I am sure that these phones are going to explode. And they have. They have exploded, Gary. It's really
incredible. Is it $100 for both together?
The DVDs together... 212-209-2950. Tony, are they $100 together for the two? For the two, that's right, $100,
Gary. That's a great
bargain.
By the way,
that's a great bargain.
That's $200 on PBS.
Absolutely.
So you're getting two phenomenal, high-definition, beautifully produced documentaries for $100. Or each of them separately for 60. Give a call now, because we're going to reverse strokes. We're going to reverse heart disease. We're going to get rid of your cholesterol being high. We're going to bring your blood pressure down. We're going to help you lose weight. We're going to improve your vision. We're going to help you prevent those diabetic amputations, because it all comes together. It isn't as if you have an inflammation in your toe or in your joint or in your heart. You have inflammation, period. How it manifests, it is specific to an area of the body, but how to turn it off is one therapy turns it off. If I told you curcumin at 800 milligrams three times a day can turn off inflammation and help prevent a heart attack, I want to prevent strokes, I want to prevent heart attacks, I want to prevent a blood clot going to your brain. Why? Because every 20 seconds an American is grabbing their chest because they've had a heart attack or a stroke. And now they look up, and they're looking at the lights, and they're being, someone's comforting them and say, the ambulance is on the way. And someone's thinking, why didn't I do something before this? Why did I? And then someone's going to be laying in bed. The doctor's going to come in and say, you were lucky to survive a heart attack or a stroke once. You're lucky. Don't tempt it a second time. Mm-hmm. You won't be lucky. Because we toe-tagged 650,000 Americans wow. who didn't decide to do anything this year, and they died. So, we've got the antidote. We have reversing heart disease and stroke naturally. It will save lives. It will prevent stroke. It will help you if you've had a stroke. It will help lower your cholesterol. It will bring down your triglycerides. And this isn't one of those mumby-jumby MLM, infomercial crapperoos. This is the real McCoy. We don't play games. Anyone who knows me knows we don't play games. We go for the best brains in America, the best brains in the world. If I have to fly off to Rome to interview Dr. Laszlo or England, Rupert Sheldrake, wherever there's a great mind, that's where we go. We film them. We went to France for the AIDS special and Africa and England and Scotland, Dr. Stewart. We take our cameras where the people are going to help us are. So right now we're helping people. We're helping people at BAI because so many people have encouraged the dynamic input at the intellectual level and diddly squat at the physical level. And you and I all know it.
True.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Where people have great minds and terrible bodies.
Mm-hmm.
I believe every great mind should also have a long and healthy life. I don't care what your body politic is. That does not in any way depreciate you as a human being and deserving of all the love and respect as a soul. We can all have differences of opinion on our other issues, but we all should be of one mind, long, healthy lives. That's the rule. That's what we live by here. That's why we have a popular radio program, because we don't exclude people. Everyone's invited to my table. You're a libertarian, you're invited. You're conservative, you're invited. I don't care who you are, you're invited, because I want to see you healthy. I'm tired of people having the tragedies of saying, oh, you know, and I've had six of my friends die in the last 3 years. Six, including my two best friends growing up. They didn't have to die. They could still be alive. I remember even running around the track at my home. I have a quarter-mile track that I built to train, and I remember telling Tom, and we grew up since the age of one together, and he was an All-American football player, great guy, wonderful personality, but he smoked, and he drank, and he ate bad foods. He was a typical American in those respects, and like my mother and father. And one day I said, Tom, you're 50 years old. Start all over. change everything and think how much healthier you're going to be in the future. Oh, okay, okay, yeah, okay. That's the West Virginia shuffle when someone says, okay, they're not going to do diddly squat. They just want me to shut up. You know, that's how they get Gary to shut up. Okay, Gary, sure, I'll do it. As they're smoking a cigarette running around a track. Well, unfortunately, he didn't change, nor did George, nor did Ron or the other guys I grew up with. But they all live the same lifestyle. A lot of people in this audience have lived the same lifestyle. You're smarter than the choices you made when it comes to your health. I want you to make good choices now. I want to help you with your heart. I'm going to lower your cholesterol. I'm going to lower your blood pressure. I'm going to lower the bad C-reactive protein, the homocysteine, the fibrinogen, the LDL cholesterol. I'm going to reduce your oxidative stress. And by the way, did you hear on this program, Michael G., Dr. Luc Montagnier, who won the Nobel Prize for discovering the HIV virus, say that oxidative stress was the number one problem we have? Mm-hmm. Then if you reduce oxidative stress with good diet and supplements and antioxidants, you could prevent the HIV infection. Remember he said that?
That's right.
And he was asked twice, and he said the same answer twice. Well, that should have made worldwide news, because oxidative stress is the reason you have your heart attack. You have atherosclerosis, the reason Bill Clinton almost died. And by the way, congratulations, Clinton, on losing weight and being on a healthier diet. I'm happy to see him. I don't agree in his body politics. I will challenge him. But I also have said that no matter what a person's politics or belief, they deserve to live, and I would have helped him with the protocol, too. I help a lot of people every day who I would disagree if I got into any of the other things, but I'm not there to get into the other things in life. My goal in life is to help people live longer and healthier lives for them, their family, their mothers, their fathers. Now, how many of your mothers and fathers could benefit from this? Do you realize what it's like to see a mother or father start to lose it brain chemistry-wise?
Yes.
And then one day you walk in a room, and they say, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening more and more because of dementia.
Right.
Well, guess what? What leads to dementia? Heart disease. What's the major cause of dementia? Stroke. Or the conditions leading up to it, oxidative stress. Well, who's got the best program out there to preventing oxidative stress? We do. Where is it? In the protocols that are on the film, because Richard Polanski called me up 6 months ago, and he said, Gary, we have a choice. We can keep the camera fully on the person, or we can split the screen, and as they're speaking, we can put their protocols down the side and roll it real slow so people can write it down. I said, split the screen. He said, you know, they don't do this on PBS. I said, well, now they will. And if they don't like it, okay, then some won't air it, but others will. Because people watching it immediately are going to benefit. Immediately. And that's exactly what we did. So all of the actual protocols that will help human beings are right there on the screen. So for stroke, for high blood pressure, for elevated cholesterol, it's all right there. For getting rid of the bad fats, trans fats, showing you step by step how to do it. We do it right in this almost 3-hour high quality, shot in high def cameras. These are $75,000 cameras. We shoot, you know, if you came on my set, you would think this is a professional movie being shot, because that's the standards that we adhere to. And then you get the other film on power foods, and boy, is it a good one. I mean, it's better than anything you're going to see on the Food Channel, because who in the world ever eats any of that crap you see on the Food Channel to begin with, right? Julia Child, man, who can eat, you know, we've got a pig's rump here, you know, we're stuffing some carrots in it. That's fine, Julia, you eat a pig's rump with carrots in it, we'll have something nice vegan, right? I'd love to see if someone go to eat a piece of meat and that meat comes up and bites them right in the lips. In any case, we have something you're going to enjoy that you will be empowered by. So let's do this. Let's call the station. What do we have? We have 271 DVDs. And 312 DVDs. And by the way, we've exhausted all of our premiums yesterday. We don't have any of those left, so those are gone. Every day the premiums are gone.
Right, so if you want these, you should get them now. That's right.
Give the number. Let's go.
All right. Here we go. 212-209-2950. And by the way, be patient as we get to your phone calls. I think every phone is full. Maybe two are open right now. Be patient as we get to your
calls. How many calls do we have back there?
We have at least 13 calls, and there's another one. That's 14 calls on the line right now for
WBAI. Do we have enough people answering the phones?
We do have enough people. A couple of people are leaving other areas of the station to handle these phone calls. $60. Tax deductible, reversing heart disease and stroke naturally.
$60. Get them both for $100.
Both for $100. Powerful.
And by the way, we had a whole discussion about this, and you can thank the new management at BAI because historically, when I made suggestions about what I believe the premium should be, they went based on the rule of 10, whatever their costs are. And by the way, we give these at cost. We don't make a penny profit on anything. I'm not paid a salary. I never have been. For all my work on 33 years on Pacifica stations, we've raised $34 million for Pacifica stations. It's all because we believe in its mission. We believe in it, the power of its voice. We want to make it as relevant as possible. And we're bringing in a whole new young audience. So we create premiums that really will make a difference and help people. This is going to save lives. I mean, if you say, let me tell you something. For all of my friends who are baby boomers, 45 to 65, get this and have a group of people over that you care about and sit with them and say, please watch this. Let's watch this together and see what we can learn.
Mm-hmm.
Because I care enough about you. You're my friends. Every Monday when I'm in New York City, a group of about seven people go out to dinner together, then a movie, or a play, and then a movie. And the reason we do a play and a movie is because most of the plays are so bad we leave. And then we end up, it's true, one of my buddies is so cheap, he hates to get up and leave anything because he paid, you know, for it. I got to say, it's terrible. I know it's terrible. I got to sit here. I paid $10. That's wrong. But anyhow, all the rest are willing to... we walk clear up to the store and get a late night vegan snack. We spend a night together, you know, a whole evening, because that's what friends do. All right. And anytime any of those people who are my friends are showing any signs that there's a problem, that's the issue. I mean, there's nothing else that's dealt with until let's help this guy and let's help this woman. Let's help them. And whether it's counseling, and several of my buddies are medical doctors. I mean, there's a real effort because wouldn't you want to help a friend? Wouldn't you want to give them the latest information? Now, that doesn't mean they are going to accept it. There's a boundary there. They have to say, yeah, I want it and I'll do it. But we're not going to stay quiet if we know that there's something someone's doing that we can help them with. So why don't you look at all your friends and your family members who maybe historically wouldn't have cared about what you thought about their health. No, it's my business. If I want to eat my lox and bagels, that's my business. Keep your nose out of my business. I like my bacon and eggs, you know, and you go eat your health food and I'll eat my food. But one day it changes. And we have to remember that people change based upon need. And one day they need something that before they didn't. You ask a person who has a stroke, a heart attack, elevated cholesterol, is on medication, and the medication is causing dizziness. The cholesterol-lowering medication is making their livers toxic. As a result, they have all kinds of problems that are happening. Or they're sexually impotent. Ask the average guy, hey, how's it feel not being able to get an erection? You think, oh, great, I love it. Thank goodness I never have to have another erection. Not. But that's one of the side effects of blood pressure lowering medication. So then where a guy wouldn't have spoken to you before about this issue, now watch. Is there anything I can lower my blood pressure where it's not going to adversely affect my libido? Yeah. You didn't know about the new GEE? What's that? Oh, coenzyme Q10 is so far back on the list now. We have so many of the things that will lower the blood pressure, lower the cholesterol, without any side effects. Oh, okay, what are they? Ah, but a year ago, 6 months ago, they didn't want to hear from you. And what about the people in my memory? I don't know what the heck happened to my memory. Well, it's because you got some clogging of the arteries and the blood and the nutrients not getting into the brain. Oh, that's what it is. Yes, that's what it is. So you see, at different times, you will have different people with different needs. And we want to be there to help prevent conditions. And if you're wise, you'll use everyone in this audience. I don't care if you're 18 years old. If you use the information from all these great experts in reversing heart disease and stroke naturally, you will prevent the, because none of it's based on a medical model. And yet these are all board-certified physicians, and most are professors. And in fact, Dr. Robert Roberti was the cardiologist at Dean Ornish's program of reversing heart disease. So the whole Ornish program by the doctor, along with Ornish, who led it, we filmed. And we did it from all levels. We even had Ken Korns talking about treating heart disease with homeopathy. And Howard Robbins using ozone. And Robert Hoffman using chelation therapy. And Roberta Hattie with herbs, Chinese herbs. So this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with how to help you live a longer and healthier life. And who in this audience wouldn't benefit from that, or someone you know? Everybody in this audience knows someone that you care about and you don't want to see them succumb. Now's the time. Call. Get Reversing Heart Disease and Stroke Naturally and or separately or together Power Foods. And it's the first time you've seen an actual scientifically based group of 30 foods that are healing power foods. The number again?
The number again, Gary, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. It's a great idea, Gary, getting together with some friends to watch these DVDs. I mean, arteries, you talked about arteries, and arteries are addressed, and the clogged arteries are addressed in the first 3 minutes of this DVD, Reversing Heart Disease and Stroke Naturally. We have that for a pledge of $60, 212-209-2950. And the interesting thing to me, Gary, is as I'm watching this, the doctors are saying that clogged arteries, they're seeing clogged arteries in not just in people in 50 years old, 50, 55 years old. They're seeing them, people as young as 30 years old that
eight,
all have clogged arteries.
Oh, 8 year olds. We have heart disease. Let me explain something. Listen carefully what I'm going to say. We now have a generation, many of whom will not outlive their parents.
Mm-hmm.
The kids being born today, many will die before their parents because of their lifestyle stress and their environment. That's a terrible reality, but it's one that we must be honest and look at. By the way, we will be going back to our guest, Dr. Peter Levine, as soon as this breaks over in about 15 minutes, Michael. Now, how many people are on the phone right now?
Gary, you have a full board. We're at maximum capacity right now. We have 13 calls on the line now for the Gary Knoll Show here on WBAI.
$60 for each or $100 for both.
That is correct.
And again, and you're going to get the DVDs almost immediately, within a few weeks, not months. And by the way, everyone who paid got their previous DVDs from the two previous pledges and books and everything they got. See how new everything is and really dynamic? You make your order, you get your premium out right away. There's no mix-ups. It's really wonderful. And you're getting them at prices that historically at BAI would have been much, much higher because I'm concerned about the economy. I'm concerned about people. Let's now go over and say hello to Pat Duncanson. Pat Duncanson is a nutritionist, a certified nutritionist. She also has a master's degree, and she works with people on a daily basis. And I hired Pat because I wanted Pat to be able to help people for free who couldn't otherwise afford to be counseled. Pat, nice to have you with us today.
Thank you, Gary. And how does it feel to be an answer to prayer, Gary? That's what you are. For many years, when I started out in my career, I knew that there were certain things that would reverse conditions like heart disease and even cancer. And I didn't have the opportunity. The opportunities I had were seminars and one-on-ones with people. And my prayer was that this could go worldwide, that anybody who could not afford medical care could actually reverse some of the conditions that they had, which really were due to just their lifestyle. So what we're able to do now in working with you, people can come in who cannot afford a nutritionist, who can't afford, who have no other resources in terms of health insurance and so on, and learn how to transition from the diet they're on right now, which is causing the problem, to a healthier diet. And this film that you have. By the way, Gary, the first 3 weeks of this year, I lost three people who were very close to me, people who would not really embrace this lifestyle. And one of them was my sister, and she passed in her sleep. So I've had three funerals in the first 3 weeks of January. Jesus made a statement that a prophet is least respected in his own household. And obviously you've experienced that as well, Gary. But at this point, I would just plead with people for $60 or two for $100 to call in and get these two videos. You can use them as reference tools. You can find out the quick and easy way to stay alive. You can add 10 to 20 years to your life just by changing your lifestyle. And I would say no matter what food it is or how good it tastes, it's not worth your giving up 10, 20 years of your life.
Pat, how many people have you seen who've had high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, diabetes, overweight, a heart disease of some type or stroke, all of which are interconnected?
Gary, there are thousands. I can't even number how many people I've seen over the years since I've been working with you. I get calls and people make appointments, and we have from morning till night. And there's another nutritionist who joined me recently. So we go late into the night, and we even have Saturday appointments. The main thing is that, Gary, the number one problem that we have is all related to cardiovascular problems, and second to that is cancer. And those are the two main concerns that people have. They're diagnosed by their physicians. They bring their blood work in, and we go over it. And sometimes I have to even refer them to physicians who are holistic. We work with Dr. Deckel, Dr. Clark. There are others. Even sometimes some of these things are related directly to dental problems, and we have holistic dentists that we work with.
Oh, yes. Cytomegalovirus can cause heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
So what goes on in the bacteria and bacteria in the gut can migrate toxic bacteria to other parts of the body. And if you have infections in your gum, or you've had periodontal conditions, you've had a wisdom tooth or another tooth removed, you have root canal, the bacteria can end up migrating to the heart and could cause damage or even kill you. And those are the realities we're dealing with now. Pat, thank you very much. And how often do you recommend people watch the Reversing Heart Disease as a tool?
I would say that instead of turning on the television at night, they should get these two videos for $100. And each night when you go home, instead of watching the 6 o'clock news, which is all bad news, do some good news for at least an hour. Watch one of those videos each evening until it becomes a part of you, until it becomes a way of life for you, and you embrace this as a lifestyle. It'll be worth it, because you will extend your life and you'll have a better quality of life while you're here.
Pat Duncanson, thank you. And if anybody would like to reach Pat for any free counseling, they can by calling her at 212-874-4000. 212-874-4000. You don't have to pay her a penny. And none of my nutritionists do have to pay a penny, because I pay them so that they can help you. That's a public service I do. So thank you very much, Pat. 812-874-4000.
Thanks, Gary.
And now let's go over and just say a final goodbye to Richard Polonesky. Richard.
Absolutely, Gary. And, this film, Reversing Heart Disease and Stroke Naturally, it's the information contained in there, the clear and cohesive manner that the doctors convey the information in, just amounts to a spectacular production, not only in terms of the production quality, but in terms of being able to just sit back, take this information in, and apply it immediately to transform your lives. It's really just amazing. And also, just getting on to Power Foods, that was another video that was so very important. And you mentioned on PBS, and it was a huge hit on PBS, and they loved it, because, again, talk about clarity. You talk about the 15 most important foods that everyone needs to eat on there. And you go through it in a very dynamic fashion, and it's a very good, wonderful production quality. And also you have a whole table filled with all the foods, the good foods, the bad foods. And I really like it, because not only are we talking about, what the foods are and showing people what they look like, because amazingly enough, some people, they're so stuck in their bad habits eating all the junk that they don't even know what a good quality food looks like. But we also talk about not only the benefits of it, and then we have that sidebar you're talking about, which shows not only specific benefits, but scientific studies, all different kinds of great things talking about some of these great foods. And, I mean, if people could implement, some, if not all, of these power foods into their lives, they could potentially see dramatic differences with that alone.
Thank you. You're listening to Richard Polonesky, who's the director for many years of our documentary and social documentary division of our little operation. And we do more socially relevant documentaries than any place else in America. We currently have 14 in production or post-production. I'm out on the road now. In fact, over the next 9 days, I'll be in Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, and then driving back. And because I'm not flying, because I don't, I'm against the whole idea of loss of our privacy and rights, then what I do is I drive there. So it's a long day, but we're getting a lot done. And as I film things and I get to a FedEx place and I FedEx the raw footage back up, and then Richard does all of the construction with our editors. We have a team of top editors. He does a terrific job. So when you watch the films, there's something wrong, I'm going to go back in and correct it. But we do all that tearing apart ourselves, as you know. We sit around with 12 people. And our whole purpose is, before I finish a book, an article, investigative report, or documentary, we first take it through our own scholars in residence, and these are all very, very independent-minded people. And we see what's wrong with something. Because if I don't find what's wrong with it, then the quackbusters or the pharmaceutical industry, someone else who opposes my particular point of view will, and I don't want to end up having to bring something back and correct it later. Thanks a lot, Richard.
Thank you, Gary.
Okay, let's go back into our studio in WBAI. How are we doing there, Michael G?
Gary, we're still rolling along. I had to bring the phones down so you could talk to your guests. And
bring
by the way,
phones up. Let's hear them.
Let's hear the phones.
That's a certain type of music.
I'll be calling up Dr. Levine in just a moment. Luann is still on the phone, I do believe, but right now we're asking you to go to your phones and dial 212-209-2950. Reversing heart disease and stroke naturally for a pledge of $60, or Power Foods by Gary Noe, Power Foods for a pledge of $60, both of them for $100. It's tax deductible. The money goes to the station. We will send these out to you directly, 212-209-2950. You can put that on your credit card, or if you need to, you could do that electronically. Talk to the people in the tally room. Be patient with them as they get to your phone calls.
By the way, what is NNTV?
NNTV?
Yeah. Someone, my office said, you were watched yesterday on NNTV. Quote, your passion is palpable. Thanks for standing up for the vaccine injured.
Hmm.
I don't know what that is. I don't.
I have to look into that.
I have no idea what an NTV is, if they got that right. In any case, I'm not in New York. I've been on the road. I'm living out of a sleeping bag. Now, we're going to go to our guests as soon as those phones calm down, but I don't want them to calm down until people get that urge out of their system to help another human being, help their heart, help their blood pressure, help their cholesterol, bring that pulse down. Here's a little fact, Michael. Do you know that the average American's heart rate, resting rate, is about 75 beats per minute?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if you brought that down 10 beats to 65, you just added 15 years onto your life expectancy?
Give that heart a rest.
Yeah. How can we bring our pulse rate down? We show you how to bring your pulse rate down, how to live a longer life. Because every organ in the body has a biological clock, so we're going to slow down the clock. Mm-hmm. We're going to stop it from ticking out and dying. I don't want people dying. I want people living longer lives. I want people to have good vision. If you're diabetic, you're not going to have good vision. You're going to have pains. If you have congested arteries, clogged arteries, you're not going to have good thinking. Your cognition, your memory is going to be lost. You're not going to have a good night's sleep. All these are interconnected. In fact, narcolepsy has a higher rate of people dying, and it's connected also to heart disease. So many interconnections now. And what we're going to do, we have Luann Panessi holding, but I want to play 5 minutes of the film. All right? Let people hear 5 minutes. Let's give the number out again.
212-209-2950. That number again is 212-209-2950. This is WBAI.
One more time.
212-209-2950. 2950. The Gary Knoll Show on WBAI.
And but the station is really in need of money, and we're here to help them. If when we're in this five-minute segment, could you please call Dr. Peter Levine and tell him we'll be with him in 15 minutes?
Yes, yes, I will. I had to rewind the DVD, Gary, because I've been watching it throughout this hour. So, you know, we're ready to go now. And I please, folks, if you're listening, if you can, and $60 should be affordable to most of our audience, get this DVD, Reversing Heart Disease and Stroke Naturally by Gary Knoll here on WBAI. It's tax deductible. Make that contribution. Support this station that is here for you. Each and every day. Gary Knoll is on from 12 to 1 each and every day without interruption. 212-209-2950. I'm ready when you are, Gary.
We are the number one listened to radio program in America for independent and progressive minds. You can be progressive liberal, progressive conservative, progressive constitutional, progressive green, progressive libertarian, meaning humanistic, looking at solutions without excluding people. What kind of world is it where someone wants food for themselves but not for others? Where they want equality and justice for themselves but not for others? I believe that we should put forth the same concern for others as ourselves. It's a great way to help prevent a lot of conflict if you're looking after other people's interests, not just your own. And that's what progressives do. Progressives look for solutions that really solve the problem and are sustainable. And that's what we're about. How many people are on the line now, Michael?
Gary, we have 13 out of 15 on the line. And, you know, I heard really what Pat Duncanson said. I don't care how good the food is. It's not worth 20 years of your life. Boy, that really resounded
with
me.
Yeah, she took a week off because her sister died. And then 2 weeks before that, her aunt died. Uh-huh. And then a month before that, I think it was her brother died.
Wow.
And here she's an advocate. Mm-hmm. She's an absolute example of health.
Mm-hmm.
She is a brilliant woman. She's an educator. She's been in public and social services her whole life. She's an African American. She is a civil rights advocate and has been her entire adult life working within civil rights groups. And then, boom, all the people around her start dying.
Wow.
And yet she's there to say, hey, look at your food. Look at your lifestyle. And they're going, uh-huh. Then one day, it's the phone call.
Wow.
And the phone call we none of us want to get. Mm. So, yeah, you talk about hearing what she said when she quoted the Bible about, you know, the last person to appreciate who you are and what gifts you have are your own family. I have a big family. Between my mother and father, 20 aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters. Mm. I have a humongous family. Only my brother, Stephen, is alive. All the rest are dead. They were all wonderful, loving people.
Mm-hmm.
Heart attack and stroke killed 90%. Cancer, the rest. So if we want to do something to stop this scourge and to do it in a way that we can, it's not overwhelming. It's not hard. It's not making us feel as if we're going to become grossly uncomfortable. Then this documentary, nearly 3 hours, Reversing Heart Disease and Stroke Naturally, gives you the tools to do it. Look, I have to, when I do anything, I have to ask, what is the likelihood that what I'm sharing will work? I don't want to put effort into something that will become arcane, that will become a useless effort. And one of the reasons I have been successful in my life is because I make things simple. Every day when I'm reading what helps us with health and nutrition, I take very complicated scientific articles from the original scientific sources and I make it simple. But cite the reference so people have confidence that what I'm saying is real. By the way, later today, Michael, in our 2 to 3 o'clock, after my guest, I'm going to give people the latest update on a commentary on why we have to share this information with Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and Michael Savage and Mark Levine and Ann Coulter. Not that they will listen, but we have a moral responsibility to say, hey, before you denounce global warming as not real, please listen to what we have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because there may be, and I'm sure there are people who listen to them and appreciate them in this audience. and they will understand. So the next time they hear Glenn Beck saying something very flippant about, you know, oh, global warming, look at this, you know, look at this. How in the world do you get global warming when you got, you know, 3,000 feet of snow in your backyard? Well, Glenn, it's because of global warming, but I'll explain the science. I'll explain the actual physics so that that's going to come later today. And then the hypocrisy of America's Middle East policy, I'm going to do a commentary on that today. Now, without fund drives, I would be doing a commentary every day.
Gotcha.
Because I believe that we need that commentary. But right now, this is a day, thank goodness, where BAI has got a lot of people calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rather have 1,000 people call in and give $50 for each of the videos together, or 60 separate, than have 20 people call in if it was 150 and they couldn't afford it. So our whole new philosophy at BAI is lower the price of premiums.
Get them out.
Sometimes half price.
Right.
All right, so more people can get them, afford them, and premiums that are relevant. You know, no mugs or T-shirt, who cares? I don't care about that. It's like Facebook. I don't want anyone, you know, writing me on Facebook that their cat had a hairball today. I don't care about that. I care about not, you know, that you stopped off at Starbucks. That's irrelevant. I want my website only to be used. And if people have anything other than something relevant to any social issue, I'm going to ask them to go to another site, because my site is for relevant social issues, a voice for progressive minds who are proactive, not in people who are not proactive but want to, share trivia. I'm not into that. That's not what I'm about. People who know me know that. I get things done because we focus on what's important. Right now we're focusing upon saving your life, lowering your blood pressure, lowering your cholesterol, helping you with your diabetes, helping you lose weight, helping improve your memory, helping protect your brain, helping protect you from a stroke, helping repair if you've had a stroke, helping repair your arteries and heal the epithelial tissue if you've had clogged arteries, helping you get off your meds. That's what we're doing today. And this is real, because we have almost 20 of the greatest minds, medical minds in America, board certified people who are giving the best that they could. It took us a year of preparing to produce this and building a set. And I mean, people don't realize what goes into doing a film. It's a whole lot of work. All for what? You think this is going to be shown on regular television? No. It was shown on PBS stations, but it wouldn't be on regular television, because everything they're saying is bad in the film is the very advertising on television. Hello? Who's going to allow this on ABC, CBS, NBC? They're not. This isn't going to get on there because the power of the pharmaceutical industry that's competing. We want your kid to take our cholesterol-lowering medication, but my kid's 8 years old. Doesn't matter. We still want that. That's a money stream. That's a profit stream. We're going to get your kid on our statin drugs. Why? Why? If I just change the kid's diet and get him exercising and get him to take a B-complex niacin, he doesn't need to take your drugs. That's what it's about. We're fighting for our children not to be over-medicated or medicated at all when not necessary. If it's necessary and life-saving, of course, but not when it's not. So call now. Call the number. One more time on the number. Michael?
212-209-2950.
Again?
212-209-2950 is the number. And
one more time.
212-209-2950. Reversing heart disease.
How many of the calls are on now?
Gary, we have 13 lines available right now. There are three lines available. 13 lines engaged right now, and there are two lines that are available. So you can make your calls right now to 212-209-2950.
And be patient, because everyone's flooding the lines. We just got hit with a flood of support for the station. I mean, these phones haven't stopped now in an hour. So we're helping the station in its goal today. We still want to play a few minutes of the film helping thousands of people save their lives using these protocols.
Okay,
let's go to the film.
The number one killer in the United States is heart disease. When you add stroke in with heart disease, you're dealing with an enormous amount of people, almost 700,000 plus people dying between the two. I'm Gary Nall. In our special documentary, we're going to explore heart disease, its real causes, and more importantly, the natural and non-toxic approaches to helping save lives. You'll learn about L-carnosine and L-carnitine and coenzyme Q10 and exercise and diet, the genetic issue by some of the leading advocates for a healthier lifestyle. Join us now as we explore heart disease, a natural approach.
Heart disease is the number one killer of all people in every population throughout the world. And this is a fact and has been for many years because the approach to heart disease is not complete. It's superficial.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading killer of both men and women in the United States.
Heart failure is now increasing in this country. Why? Because people, because of the new modalities in the management of heart disease, people are living longer and have more heart damage.
In an interesting but sad study and research that was done a few years back, kids that were killed in car accidents that underwent autopsies, when the pathologist was doing the autopsy, they checked the coronary vessels to see if there was plaque beginning in these teenagers, and they saw significant plaque streaks. So plaqueing in the blood vessels and the coronaries doesn't start when you're 50, 60 or older. It starts in the teens in the American population, and this is a horrible process.
You know, traditional Western medicine is a very conservative field, and sometimes it's very hard to get people to change direction, as simply as saying both men and women can have heart attacks, even though there have been statistics since the 1980s that showed more women were dying of heart disease than men. Except women didn't have the Hollywood heart attack, clutching their chest, being short of breath, where the numbness is radiating down the arm, or they break out into a sweat. They can have those symptoms, but instead, my investigations into the medical literature, I found that there were numerous studies done by nurses that recognized that women's symptoms could be very different.
Women can have a heart attack without having chest pain. That was an article in a New England Journal 2 years ago, shows that women can have difficulty sleeping, anxiety, not feeling well, difficulty breathing, or gastrointestinal problems, and P.S., it's a heart attack. That's why women are being undertreated and undertested for cardiovascular disease.
So we know that the symptoms in women are different, and we know that there are some statistics that don't go in women's favor, like the delay in getting treated. Oftentimes women delay just calling 911, so there's a 2 to 4 hour delay in the women getting to the hospital. This year, the American Heart Association cited statistics that more than 250,000 women died of a heart attack last year. Two-thirds of those women never made it to the hospital. They died without any warning sign at all. What they did find is that 90% of those women had at least one risk factor that we could attribute to not having an active lifestyle, smoking, being overweight, diabetic, that led them to have this heart attack. Why they died with no warning sign at all is because they were totally unaware of the warning signs for heart attack.
What are what we call the independent risk factors for heart attack and stroke? And what do I mean by an independent risk factor? You could have one of these things and you are increased risk of heart attack and stroke. So the first one is family history. You better look out at what happened with your mother and father. Especially today, if we see someone with a family history of what we call premature heart disease, someone having a heart attack in their 40s and 50s. And keep in mind, years ago, when I see patients coming into my centers in New York, I would say, oh, you're 50, you're going into the heart attack years. Forget about that. That's over with. I now have people coming in their 30s with heart attack.
All the diseases that we thought were those of the older population, 80s and such, are now being seen in the younger population. You're seeing people in their teens and 20s with obesity and hypertension and high cholesterol and circulatory problems.
Having a family history increases a man and a woman's risk for having heart disease. If your mother was 65 or younger and dad 50 or younger, that will increase your risk by 25 to 50%.
The number two is cholesterol, okay? There's still the cholesterol controversy. A lot of holistic doctors say, oh, it's not important. That's not true. Cholesterol is still important. Why? Because it's an independent risk factor for heart attack and stroke. Higher cholesterol, more heart attacks and strokes.
The link between cholesterol and heart disease is not new. In fact, researchers in the late 1930s noted the association between having high cholesterol and heart disease.
Now, today we've gotten a little bit more sophisticated. We look at the HDL, the LDL, the good and the bad. We look at triglycerides. And then we're doing now what we call lipoprotein fractionation. We're measuring the particle size of the LDL. The smaller the particle size, the more atherogenic. The small particle size LDL is more increased in diabetes and is associated with inflammation and accelerated arteriosclerosis. There's something called LP little a, and there's a new lipid test called LPPLA2, which is a lipid enzyme that, when elevated, tells you that your plaque in your arteries is more prone to rupture.
Everybody is looking at their cholesterol. Okay, my cholesterol should be so low that I can hardly see it. That's the modality now. What people don't realize is that cholesterol is important. Cholesterol is the basis for all our sex hormones. Estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, cortisol, DHEA, pregnenolone. All those hormones come from one molecule called cholesterol. So it really doesn't behoove us to look for cholesterol below 150. Okay, because below 150, we actually increase our chance of cancer. Okay, so of course, the majority of patients get to the doctor and they have a total cholesterol of 200. Of course, they're going to be put on medication. Lipitor, Mevacor, you can name it. The problem is the following. Cholesterol per se is not the enemy. It's the oxidized cholesterol that's the enemy. It's not the sheer numbers. Not only that, but when total cholesterol is 200, and your HDL, which is the good cholesterol, which is high-density lipoprotein, if it's high, if it's a 60 or 70, now the ratio between the 200, or let's say 250, and the 70 becomes like almost like 3 to 1, which is not a bad ratio. So just because somebody has cholesterol of 240 doesn't mean, in my opinion, and I'm minority opinion, I have to say, they should be on medication that has tremendous side effects.
When you're a little older like me, not giving my age, but when you're a little older, you've been around. You know what the old guidelines were. And years ago, I hate to tell you, when I was a heart surgeon, the normal cholesterol was 300. Now it's 200. So the people, no wonder the people think the doctors are crazy.
The levels we like now are a total cholesterol of just around 200 or less. The LDL or bad cholesterol to be less than 130. And now we're looking at levels of less than 100 in people who have already have heart disease. You have to look at the levels of good cholesterol, the HDL. And in women, we want that level, the HDL cholesterol, to be greater than 50, and in men, greater than 40. There's a difference because throughout our lives, we have higher levels of HDL compared to men. Our HDL levels are higher than men until around menopause, where the HDL level flattens out or plateaus, and in some it can go down, and we get a little closer to the HDL levels of men. So we need more HDL to protect us from heart disease. And blood pressure rises.
Okay, you just heard 4 minutes out of almost 3 hours. Do you see how much information we pack in there? And while they're talking, we also have side by side all the information that's relevant, so it's being highlighted. So you can capture that in your mindset or stop, freeze frame it, take notes. So this is a part of reversing heart disease and stroke naturally. Can't beat that. So give a call. Michael G., the number, please.
The number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And do be patient as we get to your phone calls. We're moving staff throughout the station to take the phone calls to join the volunteers in the tally room here at 120 Wall Street, WBAI. This is the Gary Null Show with Gary Null. There are 11 calls on the line right now. Be patient. We'll get to your call. Reversing heart disease and stroke naturally for $60, or Power Foods for a pledge of $60. Them both for $100. It's tax deductible. It's helping radio station WBAI, this commercial free listener sponsored radio station. 212-209-2950. 2950.
Michael, I don't want to run into the next program's time, so let's bid the audience a goodbye. Thank them all. I wish we had names of people that we could read.
We have Victor from New York, and we have Joseph from West Islip, someone from Oakland, New Jersey, William from Oakland, New Jersey. Let's see, we have Walter from West Babylon, New York. Let's see, we have Camille from the Bronx, and we have Bill from the Bronx. Who else do we have, Gary? We have James from Brooklyn, New York, and we have Nancy from Old Ridge, New Jersey. We have Faith from Baldwin, New York, calling in. We have Edward from New Rochelle, New York, calling in. We have Paul from Queens. Thank you so much. We have James from Laurelton, New York, and we have Cassiano from Elizabeth, New Jersey, all calling in for these premium this afternoon. Many of them are getting both. We have Colin from Brooklyn. We have Jared from Spring Valley, New Jersey, Dominic from Mountvale, New Jersey, John from the Bronx, Lynn from Bloomfield, New Jersey, Byron from Brooklyn. We have Theophilus from Plainsboro, New Jersey. We have Kathleen from Union, New Jersey. People all over this tri-state area are calling in, pledging their support to WBAI, this commercial-free listener-sponsored radio station, The Gary Null Show on WBAI, reversing heart disease and stroke naturally for $60, or Power Foods for $60. Them both get the package for $100. This afternoon on WBAI. Thanks so much, Gary.
I'm happy to be here. And are the phones lit?
Wow, they are almost lit. There are only two lines available right now, but the phones are ringing, Gary.
Excellent. Keep calling in and have a wonderful day, everyone.
You're tuned to 99.5 FM, WBAI in New York. This Gary Null special came to you on recording over a listener-sponsored, non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI in New York. Coming up is Any Saturday with David Rothenberg at 8 o'clock. Please, stay tuned.
This is Julian Assange. You're listening to WBAI New York. Stay strong and keep listening.
You've got to start off each day with a song. Now even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better. I'm here to tell you that you'll be a go-getter. Now the way that you shake my hand will tell me how I stand. Now isn't it better to go through life with a smile and a song than walking around with a face 11 miles long? Now you know that you can't go wrong. If you start off each day with a song, you've got to start off each day with a song.
Oh, sing it, Jimmy boy.
Even when things go wrong,
sing it for the hoi polloi.
You feel better, you even look better. Ah, that music, it does something to me. I wish I knew what it was. Last night I was telling Umbriago about my latest concerto called Tony's Pushcart. He said, Tony's Pushcart, how does it go? I said, it doesn't go, you have to push it. I got a million of them. Now you know that you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
If you start off each day with a song, you've got to start off each day. Boys, please, soft. Little more fortissimo. I want to relate a yarn. Turn back the pages of history and what do you see? Madison Square Garden or Odale. And there I was, interviewing a prize-winning cow. I asked her to tell the radio public how she feels. She said, moo. She's contented. I'm contented, but her husband ain't. So what happens? The bull ups to me. I ups to him. And without any preliminaries, I'm flat on my back. Be and a gentleman, I apologized. But the bull's not satisfied. He demands an autopsy. So I grabs him by the tail, and what happens? He flips his tail. I lands on his head. He flips his head. I lands on his tail. He's playing ping pong with me, and I'm losing. Just then, the bull is ready to charge again. I gets an idea. I start singing, south to the border, down Mexico way. And what happens? The bull starts crying. But irregardless, I keeps on singing. This time with the castanets. That's too much for the bull. He collapses. A cheer goes up. I'm saved. And the moral is, you gotta start off each day with a song. You've gotta start off each day with a song.
Oh boy, you're singing now.
Even when things go wrong.
Oh Jimmy, you're a wow.
You feel better. You know, I'm walking down Broadway and who taps me on the shoulder? My pal hit him in the head, Schwartz. I said, who are you working for now? And he said, the same bunch, the wife and their kids. Now, isn't it better to go through life with a smile and a song than walking around with a face 11 miles long? Now you know that, so you can't go wrong.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If you start off each day with a song.
Jimmy Durante starting us off on Saturday morning. It's the 20-something or other of August, the 28th. You know, in Elaine Stritch's One Woman show on Broadway at Liberty, she tells this story that on opening night of the Broadway play, Member of the Wedding, all the actors, Julie Harris and Ethel Waters, all adults, apprehensive, nervous, opening night on Broadway, all the tension. And seven-year-old Brandon DeWilde, the little boy, and it goes running down the hall backstage, yelling in everybody's dressing room, it's time, it's time, unafraid. And you know, sometimes on Saturday mornings, as I'm pulling my thoughts together, I'm thinking, Brandon, come in and shout, it's time, get me ready for all of this. I'm David Rothenberg. The program is any Saturday on listener-sponsored WBAI 99.5 FM. And it is the 28th, and the talk is, of course, pandemic talk. I have about 1,000 things to say about the pandemic, as I do every week. A couple of interesting and not so happy items. Do you know what age category is the most resistant to getting the vaccinations? I have the charts. I get them daily, and I examine them thoroughly. 85 people, 85 and older. My peers, they're at 50%. The 21-year-olds are in the 60% now, and this is New York City. The other concern is I've talked to a couple of people working in hospitals, and they've told me that they are preparing in the next 2 weeks for a surge coinciding with back to school. Does that mean kids? It's possible. It's what's happening down in Louisiana, as reported in today's paper, children getting the Delta variant, unvaccinated, contaminated from unvaccinated elders who have ventured out. Here's an interesting item, and the consequence of it. Five men who are conservative radio hosts, all insistent anti-vaccination people, have died. Dick Farrell, Florida, died August 4th. He was a Newsmax anchor, 65 years old. Ted Tucker, 60 years old, mocked those who got vaccinated. He was in Oklahoma, died August 4th. Jimmy DeYoung, from Christian radio program, accused the vaccination of being government, a means of government control. He died on August 15th. Phil Valentine, on something called Keptic, August 8th, he died. And Hank Benier from WNDB in Florida is now hospitalized and accused the government of being Nazi-like for with their mandates, not their mandates, but their use of the vaccinations. Dick Farrell called Fauci a power-tripping, lying freak. Jimmy DeYoung said Pfizer will make women sterile. The world government is using vaccines to centralize power. And what's interesting is that someone said to me, are you happy about their deaths when I was discussing it? I don't celebrate the deaths of people. I had hoped that when they were, that they would have survived. And told their many listeners that they were wrong about the vaccination, that had they gotten vaccinated, they might not have been so sick. Delta Airlines has increased insurance for all unvaccinated staff, $200 a month increase because of the high costs they have incurred with staff people who are COVID patients. And that may be another industry impact or after effect of the pandemic. Private companies with insurance plans might be raising the monthly imposition on workers who are unvaccinated because that increases the possibility they're having to have very expensive medical care. Five-Dade County, that's Miami, Florida, Five-Dade County cops died last week from COVID, and three dozen were out, not working because of it. And you know what? I get all these internet stories sent to me. It's such sloppy journalism. Those stories about the men dying, all of which I got on different internet reports, the journalism is just atrocious. They forgot something that we learned in basic journalism, the five W's and an H, who, where, what, when, why, and how. They don't give hometowns. They don't give the names of the stations. They're full of opinions, but not of information. Sloppy journalism. Well, that's the pandemic report, which is depressing, and the emails keep coming in to me about the conspiracy of the vaccinations. But you know what's nice? Frank Sinatra singing a Duke Ellington song, and that just changes the mood completely, doesn't it? Frank, give us a mood indigo, will you?
No, you ain't never been till you've had that mood indigo, that feeling that goes stealing down.